Bluebeard is a French folktale made most indelible in the fairy tale genre by the writer Charles Perrault. Its eerie eponymous character is said to originate from legends surrounding historical individuals. It's a tale that has been recreated, reinterpreted, reimagined, and referenced in literature, film, and television. Check out our Bluebeard installment of The Midnight Reading from 2017 for a taste of the original story. The following fireside fairy tale is our own marvelously modern take on this macabre story called Something Blue. It was taped live in New York City on Sunday, May 26, 2019.
You turn that crap off.
Hey, you gotta stay informed, you know?
Informed about what? The great economy that seemed to skip right over us?
Hey, Jen, could you restock the pie case?
No one's gonna come in here wanting pie, Craig. No one's gonna come in here at all until maybe 6. Maybe.
It's Wednesday. Just do it, all right?
One name on everyone's lips. British magnate Charles Gorman, whose tech manufacturing empire has lived up to the hype. Across the pond.
Turn it off, Craig. He's right. It just feels wrong.
We've been left behind, Sheriff.
Well, at least there's less for me to worry about now. Less crime.
Even the criminals left to find work.
Hey, guys.
Oh, look who decided to grace us with a present.
I'm only 10 minutes late.
And it's Wednesday, Craig. 3 on a Wednesday.
Oh, hello, Matt.
Hey, Linda. You doing okay?
Peachy. Tie me up, will you, Jen? Thanks.
Hello? Are you serving currently?
Yes. I'm working as a server right now.
I meant, are you open for business?
Oh, yes. Sit wherever you like. I'll be right with you.
Oh, what a dish. I've never seen eyes like that. Does he need any coffee? I've got a...
Don't even think about it. Mr. Blue is mine. Welcome, sir. Can I get you anything to drink?
Oh, well, thanks. That coffee smells divine. I'll have that. What's your name?
Linda.
Oh, what a lovely name. Thank you, Linda.
I'll be right back with that cream. Coffee. Did you want cream?
Oh, just a smidge.
You're not from around here, huh?
What tipped you off? Was it me at?
Look, he didn't mean to be rude, sir. It's just we've had far more leaving here than coming here the past few years.
Oh?
You passed the factory down the road?
Oh, yes, I saw that.
Closed in 82.
Your coffee, sir.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that is lovely, Linda.
Yes, okay. You're welcome. God.
Just don't look into his eyes.
Shame about that factory. What field of manufacture?
Electronics. I was a foreman, along with Matt here.
Must have been very hard. These past few years.
How do you know?
Matt!
Well, I've lived in many towns like yours.
What do you do?
Bit of everything, really. It gets you, though, doesn't it?
What?
Even when it's not you who failed, it still feels personal.
That's exactly it.
Oh, my, I'm so sorry, but I have to run. Linda, love, could I...
Hey, it's on the house.
Oh, that's exceedingly kind of you. I'll be sure to come by again if I'm ever in the area.
Yeah, if we're still here.
Town anniversary festival's in a few weeks.
Will you be there?
Yes, sir.
Perhaps I'll go then.
Welcome to the 145th anniversary of our bountiful town, Minton, Missouri.
It's 125th.
The 125th anniversary of our bountiful...
Beautiful.
Yes, Constance, thank you.
Let's take a little break.
But the anniversary is in two days.
It's tomorrow.
What?
Remember, like I told you this morning.
Of course. Yes, you're right. I'm sorry. I seem to be getting all mixed up these days.
It's all right.
Constance?
Yes, sir.
You haven't told anyone, have you?
Told them what?
About my forgetting.
Oh, of course not, sir.
Because the election is coming up, and I want people to remember... what was I saying?
That must be your 2 o'clock, sir.
Oh, send them in. Send them in.
Yes, sir.
Mayor Albright, my name is Charles Gorman.
Hello, Charles. What can I do for you?
Well, I actually have a proposal that could do a lot for you. Well, for Minton, rather. I own a business, you see.
A business?
Yes, which seems to be something you need.
Well, yes.
I want to open a manufacturing center.
Here?
Yes.
Constance?
Yes, sir.
No more calls for today, and bring Mr.
Gorman.
Bring Gorman here a drink, and one for me, too. I feel a toast might be in order.
Hey, Jen.
Oh, hey. Hey, where's Constance?
Probably helping Mayor Albright.
Your mom is a saint, you know that?
She's got patience.
Is she really going to campaign manage for him in November? I mean, he's not all there, Linda.
Attention, attention. Welcome, one and all, to our town's anniversary. That's what I said. Anniversary, of course. Our town's founding. 125 years of prosperity.
Ha!
125 years of success.
Does he live here?
Mr. Mayor, maybe it's time to...
Okay, listen here. I know you're not happy with how these last few years, but I have a big...
He's got a big announcement to make.
Blue eyes. He came?
Linda, if you're out there, I came back.
Who are you?
I'm terribly sorry for not introducing myself. How rude. My name is Charles Gorman. I'm a businessman.
Mr. Gorman is going to save our town.
Mayor Albright has been kind enough to welcome me. I purchased the old factory, and we will be converting it into something beyond what you can imagine.
It's that guy from the other day.
You think he's serious?
Oh, he's full of crap.
I know you missed the old days before 82, when you had work to do. Work that had meaning. I vow that soon you'll have that and more.
Oh, how? You a magician or something?
No, I'm no good at card tricks, I'm afraid. But I can tell you, I brought thousands of jobs to other towns just like yours. Millions and millions of dollars.
Hey, what's in it for you?
I'm just striving to be my best self. Isn't that what we all want?
Oh, come on.
Shut up, Matt. It's worth a shot. We're starting from nothing.
I don't trust him.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Mama?
Hey, honey.
You know him?
Oh, I just met him yesterday.
He's the man I told you about. The one who came in that Wednesday.
Oh my.
Linda?
Hi. Hello. Hello, sir.
Charles, please. Linda, I'd be so pleased if you'd join me for dinner tomorrow.
Huh? Okay. I mean, yes. I'd love to.
Wonderful. Pick you up at the diner around 7.
Uh-huh.
I'll look forward to it, beauty. I'll see you then.
Honey? Honey?
Oh, did you say something?
Be careful.
Mom?
You don't know him.
Not yet.
Table 2, tuna melt. Table 4, chocolate malt side salad.
Hey, need a beer.
Oh, smells like you've already had a few, bud.
Oh, come on, Jen.
I'm busy.
You know how these past few months have been for me? I still don't have a job.
He offered you one.
I'm not working for that slime ball. Never, you hear me?
Hey, I think we all just did.
Oh, you're gonna arrest me, Sheriff?
You gotta let it go, man. She chose him, okay?
He's leading her on. He's leading all of us on.
Matt, it's worked. Minton's different now. It's better. He did what he said he would.
Here's your beer, Grumpy Pants.
Greg never called me that.
Well, Craig's a foreman again, so you're just gonna have to deal with me. Drink up.
It smells.
The beer?
No, this whole thing.
It's been 6 months. Let it go.
What about the missing girls?
What?
There have been a few cases recently.
I'm telling you, ever since he came...
It's ever since we quadrupled our population overnight, Matt. More people means more crime. More people missing, more thefts, more parking tickets, more everything.
Gorman's a good guy. Just let her be happy, Matt. Let yourself be happy.
I don't have to listen to you.
Hey, you did...
Add it to my tab, Grumpy Pants. So long.
Thank you, everyone, for being here. I just wanted to say a few words before everyone starts dancing. My Linda has been such a gift to me ever since she was born. She was a beautiful little girl, and she has grown into a beautiful young woman. I'm only sorry her... I'm so sorry. I just wish her father could be here for this moment. When I met him, I knew he was someone I could spend the rest of my life with, someone I could trust, someone I could depend on. Mr. Gorman, my daughter deserves the very best, and I believe she has found that in you. You've saved all of us. We are so very...
I object!
Matt?
Don't do this.
Well, we are so very thankful for what has happened over the past 9 months.
I heard things. Things that made me sick to my stomach.
You should leave.
Things that kept me up at night. I saw the fear in their eyes, the truth in their eyes when they told me about this monster that had come through their towns. This Charles Gorman.
Matt, you're coming with me.
You got the wrong man, Sheriff. Get off me! Cuff him, I'm telling you! He's done!
Shut your mouth, Matt! She left you! I don't blame her. It was a long time ago. Leave it be.
Let him go, Bob.
You sure?
I don't want to press charges. Just escort him out, please. I'd like to get back to admiring my lovely wife.
Down.
I'm terribly sorry, but tradition dictates.
Never knew you were one for tradition.
You want to know something else?
What?
I love you. I've wanted to carry you over that threshold almost since I met you.
I feel so lucky. Like I'm in a dream.
I wanted to give you this.
What is it?
It's a key. Well, two keys. One opens any door in our home and the factory. From this moment on, what's mine is yours. We're building this future of this place together.
What's the other one?
Well, the first key opens any door except one. That's what the second key is for.
What does it open?
The basement office.
We have a basement office?
Linda, listen to me. This is exceedingly important.
All right.
You must never use that key. You promise me?
All right.
I could get in a lot of trouble.
Is it confidential or something?
Yes, it's part of my business dealings. I'm giving you the key because I trust you, dear heart. But please... promise me you'll never use it.
I promise.
My beautiful wife. My beautiful, beautiful wife.
So, everything's going well there? I miss you too. Yes, maybe not for 2 weeks again, but... No, I know. Okay. Love you. Bye. So, speaking of... stuff, I'm pregnant.
So, you know how I was so tired? Well, funny story. So, I know you said that... Hello?
Linda, it's me. Please don't scream. I'm not going to hurt you. You have to promise me you won't scream. No cops.
Get out of my house!
I know about the key.
How did you get in here?
He gave you a key, right? To a room you could never visit.
That's ridiculous.
He told you he doesn't want a daughter.
Get out of my house!
He goes on work trips and he always comes back smelling like bleach.
Get out of my house!
He never tells you why. Tell me I'm wrong.
What are you...
I feel like I am, but I'm not wrong, am I? I know I'm not, because I've been to the other towns he saved. I've talked to the people there. They all told me the same thing.
Stop this. Stop trying to ruin my life, Matt. I'm happy.
Are you? Or are you a bird in a cage? This giant mansion with an endless driveway. Too far to run.
Get out. I'll call the police.
I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm trying to save your life. Come. Come with me, Linda.
Leave right now or I'll call them. I swear.
I hope I'm wrong about him. For your sake.
Oh my God. Oh, blood. How? There's blood all over this key. Oh my God. It won't wipe off.
Darling, what are you doing here?
Oh, you're here. Why do you have that knife in your hand? Oh no! You did this! You did this to them! How many women are in there? Dead women!
I trusted you, honey. You've broken my trust. You've failed my little test.
Don't come any closer!
You know, even when it's not you who failed, it still feels personal.
Get away from me! Get away!
It's business, my dear. Just business.
Hello, Mayor Albright speaking. Oh, hello, Mayor Fulton. How are things? Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Oh, Charles Gorman? Well, what can I say? He was the best thing to happen to us in decades. Great man, a great man. It's sad how he had to move from here, but, you know, with his wife's disappearance. Oh, you must have seen it on the news. I'm glad they caught that Matt fella. Yeah, her ex. Very sad, very sad. Oh, yes, well, you're very lucky. Welcome him with open arms. Tell him I said hello.
Story I hear. this garden of hair. Seven robins living there. Walk with him, talk with him, what do you find? More on his chin than he's got on his mind. And that's the story that I hear about the man.
And that was Something Blue. The cast featured in this episode includes James Reeser as Matt Strong, Michael Pate as Craig Willis, Casey LaForest as Jennifer Foster, Alan LaForest as Sheriff Bob Carter, Mary Murphy as Linda Murphy, James Kleinman as Charles Gorman, David Linton as Mayor Albright, and the part of Constance Murphy was played by me, Ali Silva. Something Blue was written by Gabriella Miarez and directed by Holly Payne Strange. The song The Man with the Weird Beard by Hoffman, Drake, and Livingston was performed by Martina De Silva, accompanied by Nico Slater. Our live show and podcast are produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our musical score is improvised and performed by Nico Slater. Our sound effects designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Our production assistant is Brontis Shane Orengo. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. Just as those tale tellers and yarn spinners of yore, we, the small band of storytellers and history makers of Fireside Mystery Theater, work very hard to bring you deliciously dark and delightful audio entertainment. But we do need your help to sustain this eerily wonderful thing we love and to enable our Fireside Flames to grow. Consider becoming a Patreon patron of the show. For a dollar or two or more a month, you could provide vital support for what we do and you'd help us achieve our future goals. Not only will your patronage garner our undying gratitude, we've got some special perks for it too. A postcard from Sunken Harbor, exclusive discounts on our merch, a personalized audio thank you from a cast member, a sweet limited edition lapel pin, a podcast shout-out, exclusive content. There are fantastic rewards for all different monthly sustainer levels. Become an FMT Patreon patron today by going to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater. Or just follow the link from our website. Dearest listeners, we are ever so grateful for any support you give to help us keep the embers of our fireside flickering. If you're not already subscribed to this podcast, I suggest you remedy that immediately. It's ever so easy, just as it is easy to leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you are Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook inclined, do be sure to follow us at Fireside Mystery. We'd love to hear from you. So we want to tell you about this fascinating and beautifully produced podcast called SCP Archives. It's an anthology horror show in a style that's half strange stories, half immersive found footage. It takes its roots from a popular worldwide community fiction project called SCP, Secure, Contain, Protect. And some fabulous minds have turned it into an engaging audio drama. Featuring an all-star cast from shows like No Sleep, The Cryptid Keeper, and Sirenicide, each week features a unique anomaly from the SCP universe. Privy to these censored government dossiers, you may find yourself exploring an endless pocket dimension, a magic vending machine, or a super intelligent Bigfoot. And for more inquiring minds, we mentioned SCP is a community fiction project similar to Creepypastas. You can find some pretty interesting stories in the over 10,000 articles on scp-wiki.com. But we suggest you immerse yourself in these dark and amazing stories by listening to SCP Archives, wherever you like to listen to podcasts. Sunday, September 29th at 5 p.m. Well, sounds like a very important date, doesn't it? 'Cause it is! Don't miss the first live podcast taping of our brand new Fireside Mystery Theater season. Again, that Sunday, September 29th at 5 p.m. at New York City's own Palace of Variety, The Slipper Room. Tickets available soon at slipperroom.com or via the links on our website. coming up next from Fireside Mystery Theater, a final foray into our series of fairy fables, Fireside Style. Inspired by Leo Tolstoy, our next story, Clarence, is coming soon. More Fireside fairy tales await you, dear listeners, for story time, for bedtime, for any time. But whatever time it is, we do urge you to mind the shadows.